The president of the European Union's executive is calling on Eurozone leaders to consider further changes to the region's bailout fund, including increasing its size. In a letter to leaders, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso urged a rapid reassessment of all elements related to the Eurozone's bailout fund to make sure it can effectively stop the debt crisis from spreading to big countries like Italy and Spain. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi pledged yesterday to step up economic reforms as he called for a broad-based effort to fight the market turmoil that has threatened to drag Italy into a Greek-style financial crisis. We spoke to James Walston, Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome.
Well, his main aim was to reassure the markets, to reassure Italians, to reassure anyone who is might want to invest in Italy that the Italian economy is safe. And that it's worth investing in. What he said was he repeated all the reassurances which he has been saying over the last 3 years, that Italy has a sound economy, that Italy's banks have liquidity, that Italian savings, private saving is high, and that they can deal with the massive Italian debt. Now, this is all true, but clearly it hasn't been enough over the last few months, particularly over the last month, to reassure markets and to give Italian lending the security it needs. Because every time there is a crisis, the cost of Italian borrowing goes up and the cost of servicing that debt goes up. And now the difference is close on 4% between Italian bonds and German bonds. And this means that Italian taxpayers have to pay far more to service that debt.
That is the reality of the situation. But what, if any, is there a solution? I mean, we know the opposition parties are clamouring for Berlusconi's resignation, but again, that's nothing new. They have been since he was re-elected. Is it a case of market international investors no longer having any form of trust in the Berlusconi? Would it really make any difference to the Italian economy should Berlusconi's government fall?
It certainly wouldn't be an instant cure. But it would be a start, because what we've seen over the last, particularly over the last year since his close ally Gianfranco Fini left the coalition, is an increasing instability within the government. The economy is sound; it's sound but stagnant. But that's nothing new. It's been stagnating for 20 years. And what is desperately needed is growth. And they're now beginning to talk about it. Growth can be encouraged or can be stifled by government. And government, successive Italian governments, but mainly Berlusconi governments over the last decade, have not done anything to encourage growth. They're now talking about it. There are meetings with unions and employers to try and get the economy moving again. But without growth, the Italian economy will continue to be in trouble. And without leadership, and this is the biggest problem, the economy is all right, more or less all right. The banks are more or less all right, certainly better than the rest of Europe, much of the rest of Europe and the US. The political leadership is very weak. The coalition is divided, and there are continual squabbles between Berlusconi and his economics minister. This doesn't give confidence to the world.
On a wider scale, is it a case of speculation, people taking advantage of a weak moment in the markets, or is there really a note of concern regarding the future viability of an economic and monetary union across European economies?
Well, speculators do what they're supposed to do, what they say they do. They speculate. They gamble on what the future is going to be like. And sometimes they don't just gamble on it, they provoke it. So that if people sell one commodity or one currency in a big way, that commodity or currency declines in cost until other people think, right, now there's time to buy. It's so low, it's worthwhile. So you can hardly blame the speculators for doing what they're supposed to do. That's their proposed aim. They're not evil people out to get the euro, Italy, or somebody else. Having said that, of course, it's up to governments and the European authorities, both the Commission and the ECB, to try and deal with the sort of problems which have been provoked with the smaller economies Ireland, Greece, and Portugal, and now the bigger ones. And there are threats to the euro. The smaller economies could be bailed out. Spain and Italy cannot be bailed out. There isn't enough cash there to do anything. So there are serious risks for the euro, but there's in practice also no alternative. So while there are risks, it's unlikely that things are going to blow up. That would be catastrophic in any case.
What about the future of Berlusconi's government? He was pretty adamant in his speech to Parliament, saying that our mandate was 2008, 2013. We have how many months left? 18 months of government left. We're going nowhere. Do you think that actually will be the case? We know that his coalition partners, the Northern League, are looking increasingly nervous about staying in government with Berlusconi's PDL.
We are in for a very rough ride in the autumn. It's probable that over the next few weeks, since it's August and the amount of traffic in the various stock exchanges, particularly the Italian ones, is pretty small, that there's unlikely to be a major crisis over the next few weeks. But I think we can expect both economic and political tension, which could lead to a major crisis when everyone comes back from their holidays in September.